Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus, and we're grateful that you are starting out your week with us. We began a brand new series this past week called Playlist, where we're looking at selected psalms because they, you know, psalms just help us deal with the breadth of human emotion. And we've said that they're called the prayer book of the human race. And we've big idea for the series is that God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. And we started with 103 on purpose because it's a general psalm. It doesn't fall into necessarily a category of psalm. And really the thing that David stresses over and over again is that we are redeemed to remember. He encourages us to think, and remembering, we talked about how remembering is not just it's not just mental recall. When it says that God remembers our sins no more, it doesn't mean that God's kind of sitting up in heaven scratching his head saying, yeah, I remember Ashley somewhere back in the day, circa 1993, sinned big time, I think. And what was that? I mean, it's not that God has trouble with mental recall, but it's more about your affecting consciousness. It's about living a life where God's word becomes the grid that whenever you've got decisions to make, whenever you've got choices to make, that you're driving God's truth down into your heart, right? You're taking it downtown. You're not just allowing it to hang out up in the suburbs of your minds. And so the tendency, I think David emphasizes, is that we forget the things we should remember, and we remember the things that we should forget. I think for all of us, you know, if you get 9 compliments and 1 criticism, for most of us, it's the criticism that sticks. We talked about how our hearts are Teflon to encouragement and Velcro to criticism. And we can't forget that stuff because a lot of times we're not as connected as we need to be to truth. That's why spiritual intimacy is one of our 5 core values. And when we say spiritual intimacy, what we mean by that is that we are his. We talked just real quickly about the song that was so popular a couple of years ago by Lauren Daigle, You Say, right? She, right out of the bat in that song, I think one of the things that makes it so popular is that she speaks to this issue that we struggle with. She says, I keep fighting the voices in my mind that say I'm not enough, every single lie that tells me that I will never measure up. And over again, really the hook in the song is that you say, I'm loved, and I need to remember what you, speaking to the Lord, right, say more so than what I say. Our struggle just is that sin has dislocated our hearts. And because of sin, we tend to remember our failures and our shame and our guilt and our regret more so than we remember God's truth. It's not our failure versus our successes. It's our failures versus God's truth. We have to drive the truth downtown into our hearts. The way that David says it in the psalm is, praise the Lord, O my soul, in my innermost being. That's what the NIV says, praise his holy name. That's where we've got to get truth to, because without it, without biblical remembering, we're just going to drive our lives in mundane circles. It's going to be, you know, kind of like driving your heart around 270 over and over, just looping the same trip again. And the best you can hope for is kind of a meh, kind of boring existence, maybe some brief exits of fun experience and back to meh, some stoppages in traffic. But the worst is some very dangerous, painful accidents. You know, you remember when you were young and your parents wouldn't buy you a certain thing that you wanted, and you started getting fussy about it. And, you know, your parents were probably, my parents were like, well, you just wait till you get your own job. Right. Because I thought, man, we've got to be making all this money. And my parents said, you just wait till you have to pay your taxes. And as a kid, I was like, yeah, whatever. Right. Tax day's coming up this week. Like, whatever. And then I remember getting my first paycheck from my first official job and how much I thought I was going to get paid. And then I opened up my check and I was like, wait a minute, where did all the money go? Right. And all of a sudden, the truth about taxes went from the whatever suburbs all the way downtown to my wallet. And it makes a difference. It hit my affecting conscience. And so The reality is that Psalm says that God has redeemed our lives from the pit. He's crowned us with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies our youth so that our strength is renewed like the eagles. That God is merciful and gracious to us, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions from us. The reality is that God in his kindness has sent his one and only son to die on a cross. And when Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? I think another word you can substitute for forsaken is forgotten. That Jesus was forgotten for us. The psalm starts to wrap up in the ending, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. We know that we will be eternally remembered because Jesus was cosmically forgotten, bearing our sins on the cross. So let's pray from that perspective of God's love. I'll pray first, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, we're so grateful that you have remembered us. That God, in our moment, in our crisis, in our sinful time of need, in our state, God, that you remembered us. And so, God, we want to be a people who remember you. Help us, God, not forget. Help us to drive truth downtown into our souls, to receive it, to love it, to nourish it, to let it grow in our hearts on a daily basis. Thank you, God, for the way that you love us. Now you take the opportunity to pray.